5A. Reading. Exercise 2B. Page 70.
Electric light overload. In 1994, Los Angeles had an earthquake that caused a power cut. Suddenly, the city was in complete darkness. Some residents phoned the emergency services in a panic and said that they had seen a giant silvery cloud in the sky. The authorities explained that they were looking at the Milky Way galaxy. It was usually hidden because of the city's lights. Next time you get the chance, look up into the night sky. What do you see? Probably not much. Even in the countryside, the stars are harder to spot now. It's all because of light pollution from our towns and cities. Street lights shine onto empty roads and car parks. Shop fronts and office blocks are lit up after everyone has gone home, and security lights flash on and off as stray cats wander through gardens. Most cities and towns are so bright at night that they can be seen from space. This is not only wasting energy, but it seriously affects wildlife and the ecosystem. After hatching on the beach, for instance, baby turtles use the sun going down on the horizon to get back to the sea. But they get confused by the bright lights of seafront hotels and can't find their way. Flying insects also swarm around streetlights, and birds sing at midnight, becoming too exhausted to feed and reproduce. This causes their numbers to decline. Light pollution is affecting us too. When street light creeps in through the curtains, our sleep patterns get disrupted. This isn't just making us tired. Lack of sleep can lead to serious illnesses such as depression, heart disease, and even cancer. Fortunately, many towns and cities are starting to dim their street lights and switch off unnecessary lighting. Also, once a year during Earth Hour, people in more than 7,000 cities and towns in over 150 countries switch off their lights for an hour. Why not take part next year? You can also use low-energy bulbs and switch off lights when you aren't using them. All of this will help. From the beginning of time, man has marvelled at the night sky. Let's work together to reduce light pollution and protect our beautiful starry skies.